Well, well, well. Good morning, everyone. It has been quite some time since I have checked in on the power of sticking together with me, your host, Alicia Latrimble. But I'm back, and I'm really trying my best to be intentional, to come every week. I'm not giving up. Yes, I have a busy life, but it's going to get in order. yes, because who God has called, he has also equipped. So I believe that if I just continue to do what I do, that after a while, it would be like second nature to me to put these podcasts together and come to you to give you another encouraging word, as I often say, that will make you check yourself before you wreck yourself. Well, today's episode, and you know I'm traveling, I am on my way to work, and I want to just talk about how God will block it. How God will make sure that you are protected, how God will make sure that you will not fall in the hands of the devil. Woo! How God will keep you because you want to be kept. So I was on my way to work, and where I move is not really, well, yeah, it's almost like country living with a little city twist. However, in the morning or, you know, when it's dark and late at night, everybody seems to turn off their lights. So it's almost like that pitch dark or that pitch black kind of feeling. You can, you know, the type that you can feel the darkness if you go outside. So I'm driving in this pitch dark on the way to work. And, of course, there's no lights. And my windows are, they're a little foggy. Just a little foggy. So, I try to be very careful out here. But anyway, so, I'm sitting up here driving. And I see this spotted white and black looking figure. And I have the type of car, if there's something in front of the car that may cause a collision, it would just go beeping crazy. However, that never happened. So, and my windshield was a little foggy, so I'm trying to defrost my windshield, which is my fault. I should not have been trying to drive and defrosting the windshield at the same time. I should have done that before I pulled out of my driveway. But nevertheless, just cruising like I own this road, this little figure. And yeah, I almost hit a cow. Me and that cow was about to become one. I tell you that if it wasn't for the grace of God to give me immediate reaction and to swirl around, I had to swirl around a curve to keep from hitting this cow. That's all I'm going to say about that situation. I was in a dangerous situation because not only if I would have hit that cow, that probably would have hurted me, or it could have came in through my windshield, but I'm swirling around a curb which could have landed me in a ditch. I just thank God for grace. I just thank him for mercy. I thank him, Lord Jesus, because he blocked what could have happened. We never know when we get up in the morning and we get on these roads if we are going to return home. We pray every day, for the most part, some of us. And we ask God to protect us from danger seen as well as unseen. But we just never know if this may be our last day. We don't even think about it when we get up in the morning, whether or not we will return home. But it's so funny, how we would go places and never think about, I'm wondering if I will return home. So where am I going with this? I'm wondering, have you ever thought about, will you ever return home? You get up every morning, home, place called heaven. Are you prepared for that place? I know I stopped and I cut in the middle of my talking, but I wanted to explain what I mean by home. Where will you spend eternity? That's what it's all about. We can do everything that we possibly can do here on earth, make a difference for ourselves, make names for ourselves, live lives that is honorable and respectful for ourselves. But at the end, where will you spend eternity? Are you ready to return home? You know that God created heaven and earth. He's very authentic about what he did. He created earth by the fabric of his word. He's not someone that needs you to create anything for him. But we need him to create things for us. And he created a place that we can spend eternity in peace and harmony and not have to worry about the struggles of life. Jesus said it best. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. That sounds like creation. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Let not your heart be troubled. If by some chance, just if by some chance, I would have hit that cow going at the rate it went, we just don't know. If the cow would have came through the windshield, if I would have landed inside of a ditch, or if I would have panicked and hit a pole. We just don't know. But it is evident I do know this. I am going to spend the rest of my life in eternity. I told you that there's no way in the world possible that God can save me, deliver me, and set me free. And I do not share how I got over. This journey in life is all about one thing and one thing only. To make it into heaven by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Woo! Confess it with your mouth and with your heart, you shall believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh my, I have not been at such peace, such harmony, such worthy living in my life until I accepted God. There were moments and times, and this is my part where I was reminiscing about being spent. Oh, some of y'all know about that. How the world would spin you and shall leave you in the negative. But I was thinking about all the things that I used to do, all the things that God kept me from, and some of the relationships that was just tainting my soul. Woof. And we have a tendency to be like, oh, you know, soul ties, soul ties, soul ties. But God went on the cross for them soul ties. Whether they was friendship soul ties, whether it was relationship between me and a different individual. OMG. Oh my God. He died for those soul ties. Sometimes we think we can't get out of situations. This is, I promise you, God is a keeper. Woo! But sometimes we think we cannot get out of situations. And I was reminiscing about a situation that I was in, and it was crazy. I was afraid. I had been threatened. And I was living a life where I just did not know. And I'm just being honest. But God, woo, I got bold enough one day to walk away. And when I walked away, don't think I wasn't afraid, but I was trusting in the Lord. And no matter how the enemy tried to put me in positions that would cause me harm, God was always there to block it. Listen, ladies. Listen, ladies. I hope you are listening. If you are in an unhealthy relationship, verbally or physically, and you are trying your best to get out and you are afraid, I promise you, God will get you out those relationships, and He will give you a marriage if you desire that feels like it was made in heaven. You just have to trust Him. You just have to believe. You just have to know that God would not allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come to you when you trust Him. That situation that I was in, it could have taken my life. But God said no. Whew. God said, I got purpose for you. God said, I want you to live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord. And look at me now. I am living and declaring the works of God. It is a beautiful thing to know that God's hands is upon your life to do you well. It is also a beautiful thing to know that God is in control of the danger seen as well as unseen. Just like that cow in that thick darkness that God allowed me to see just a little bit of the white patches on that black cow to keep from crashing my car into him or her or it. Well, now let's talk about, not only can He keep you, but God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. He owns everything. So whenever you are in need, He can supply it. We often relate this scripture to things. But sometimes we just need some peace. Don't act like you don't know. Sometimes we are just tossed to and from mentally and our emotions are all over the place. I mean, God could have already delivered us from out of situations, but we just came out feeling like an emotional wreck ball. And we're just trying to figure, well, God, why am I happy one moment and then I'm sad the next moment? And you've been so good to me, but Lord, I don't know why I can't get my emotions together. Well, He will supply everything you need. Maybe you just need some peace in your life. You ever thought about that? Maybe you need Him to comfort you. Maybe, just maybe, you need to trust in the Lord. Maybe you need a little kindness in your life. But whatever it is that is trying to take your peace, is trying to take your joy, God said, I can supply it. A lot of times that joy and that peace and that comfort that we don't have is based on one thing. We're not sure what we're doing in life. We're not sure where we're going. We're not sure how to get there. And we have a tendency to build our joy and our peace and our comfort around obtaining earthly treasures. But there's a place that we can obtain the protection, the love, the peace, the comfort of who God is in our life. And it's called eternity and knowing that you're heading for a heavenly home. To know that I have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in my life as my Lord and Savior is a beautiful thing. It lets me know that no matter what I'm going through in life, at the end, I'm going home. Whenever it's time for me to go home, I have no desire of leaving this earth. I love being a missionary, an evangelist at time, here talking about the good news of God. I love helping people, so I have no desire of leaving earth. God created it for man, so that we can subdue it, have dominion on it, replenish it, and multiply. And I, with all my desire, that is what I believe, that's my purpose in life. To subdue, to have dominion, to replenish the earth, and to multiply. Although the fruits of my womb cannot carry a child in the physical, I can carry many children, many, multiple children in the natural of my spirit. So in my spirit, I can carry multiple children inside of my spirit. So, that's my desire, to build upon the Word of God that He created by the very fabrics of His Word, the kingdom of heaven. To take it back by force, the violence that we may suffer, the things that we may go through, we're taking that back by walking in the authority of God and understanding, no devil, you can't have my life, you can't have my children, you can't even have me. I'm walking in dominion. God's word is authentic. It was created on the very fabric of His word, Jesus. So if it was created on that very fabric, the only way that I can walk in the kingdom of God is through the power of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The only way I can get back home after my work is done here on earth is by accepting the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ. The only way that I can remain protected from dangers seen and unseen is by pleading the blood of Jesus. I'm trying to tell you, there is power in that name. Woo! Power in the name of Jesus. There's power in His name. We don't know when. We don't know what. We don't know how. Because our story may end. What will happen to cause our story to end? When our story may end? We just don't know. But we can be prepared. If Jesus is busy preparing a place for us, then let's prepare to go where He's preparing. Think about it. If you knew you had a trip coming up and you was going on this beautiful vacation to the most beautiful place on earth next week, you mean to tell me you're not going to make preparation? You mean to tell me you just going to, I got to go to this beautiful place next week, and you're not going to make sure you have your money together? You're not going to make sure you have your outfits that you want to wear? I mean, you're just going to be prepared. You mean to tell me you're just not going to be prepared? So for us to know heaven truly exists, you mean to tell me you are not going to prepare yourself to make sure you make it back home? I'm going to share this with you, and it's something that I was, while I was meditating on the Lord, and I'm going to talk about that one day. I have really been in this phase of my life dealing with meditating on God and the importance of meditating on God. I can share this little bit with you. So, the book of Psalms, we're going to say Psalms 1, it talks about how the man is blessed. So I'm just going to share a little bit with you. And it says somewhere in those verses, it says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. I have been reading that scripture ever since I desire to live a life for Christ. And so this is way before I accepted the Lord as my personal Savior. So we're talking about in my teenage years, I've been reading that scripture. But there's something that stands out and says, and he meditate on God day and night. His word, he meditate. Does he meditate day and night? And he shall be like a tree. So meditating on God's word, meditating on who God is day and night, it makes you strong. It makes you like a tree. Think about a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. It's fertile. It has strength. Okay? And it's there to maintain earth habitation. So people live in those environments where there's rich soil, because there's beautiful trees on the outskirts of that land by the rivers of water, then 9 times out of 10, that's where the rich soil is. So you can even use that soil to help plant and to produce more fruit. a little quick lesson. I'm always trying to teach. But when I have been reading this particular scripture, I have been like really studying what it takes to be strong in God. And meditating in God's word helps you to remain strong in God. He said, if my word is in you and I abide in you, you can ask whatsoever and it will be given unto you. Okay? But when if my word is abiding in you, then it's going to produce that God has already placed inside of you to produce. So you think you're asking for whatsoever, but you're literally asking for whatever God created you to be to come to fruition. Every tree planted has a purpose. Okay, every tree planted has a purpose. They all have names. So if you are a tree planted by the rivers of water, you have a purpose. And you have a name, okay? We got oak trees, palm trees, and I'm just making it simple. They all have purpose, okay? So if you're planted by the rivers of water because you're meditating on God day and night, then you have purpose. So I just kind of want to throw that little bit out there, but not to get in depth with that, because I want to actually come back and share a little bit more words on what it means to be planted by the rivers of water. But more so today, I just want you to understand the creation of God's word, the purpose of God's word, and for you to take in a deep thought today, where am I truly going to spend eternity? And how will I get there while I'm living here on earth? Am I prepared to go to this place that Jesus is preparing for me in heaven? Or am I so busy trying to make my name great here on earth that I'm losing focus of the objective, making sure my soul is straight, making sure my soul is right? Also, in that same book of Psalms, one more tidbit. We opened up and we talked about this blessed man, where he would spend, what he would need to do. And then the last Psalms is just praise, just giving God glory. So no matter what David had to go through, he tells you at the very beginning, you want to know how to make it, then you have to do this. You want to know how to prepare yourself, then you have to do this. And then at the end, he said, now that you have done this, you can celebrate, you can praise him, you can lift your hands and praise the Lord, because you have allowed yourself permission to prepare yourself for this place. This podcast may not be for you. Maybe you are saved and you're listening to this podcast. But today, I'm intentional. I am reaching out to the lost soul that click on this podcast that is up to no good, are up to all the good that they can possibly do. You're both in the same spot. If you have not given the Lord Jesus your heart as your personal Savior, the one that's doing good on earth and the one that's doing what they want to do on earth and have not accepted Christ, you both are going to the same place. We want to spend our life in eternity, not in a place where we'd be condemned the rest of our life. We do not want to spend our life in that darkness. my heart is for lost souls. My heart is also for the youth and teaching them how to live here on earth. I just want to know, are you ready? Or will you be ready when Jesus comes? I just want to know, will you be ready when Jesus comes? Or are you too busy making names for yourself, doing things that has no substance to get you into heaven? I leave with that note. Make that choice today to give your life to Christ. It's completely simple. Ask God to come into your heart and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I promise you, He will teach, because He's a teacher, you the way of salvation. He will teach you the way how to live here on earth. And He will give you desires that will be godly, and He will and is able to keep you from falling. Have a blessed day. And remember, while you out here on this road, you don't know if you may return to your home here on earth. You just don't know. So prepare yourself for eternity. Nobody knows the day nor the hour when our story ends. Have a blessed day. Thank you for listening to The Power of Sticking Together with me, your host, Alicia Trimble. This podcast had you in mind. Another encouraging word that you can apply to your life that will help you check yourself before you wreck yourself.